the extras to like get your head in the game. So that was me today. All right, let's do the Dolly Parton story, and then we'll talk about all of the taking action and why we're not doing it and all those kinds of things. Hang on, let me get my notifications off. All right. A few weeks ago, Kathy and I were podcasting, and the night before we podcasted, I had the craziest ass dream I'd ever had. And I don't know if you guys know, but I am a huge Dolly Parton fan. Like, I love all things Dolly Parton. I just think she's amazing, all the things. And so I had this dream, and I was hosting an event, and I like one of our camps, and I was in the lobby of this hotel, and it was not the hotel we normally use. And I'm walking around, and I'm like, why isn't everybody in the meeting room? Like, everybody was just like wandering around, and nobody was paying attention and all this other stuff. And these three ladies come walking out, and they're like rocking their 70s and their 80s, and they are all dressed just like Dolly Parton, like 9 to 5, you know, like back in the day, the best of Dolly Parton back in the day, 9 to 5, and just everything. And I walked up to them, and I could tell, like, in my brain, I was going, I hope they don't notice that I'm staring at them. And they look at me, and they go, oh, honey, are you Corinne Crabtree? And I'm like, yes, like that. And they're like, we just love you. We listen to you all the time. We're also huge Dolly Parton fans. And I was like, oh, I can tell. And they were like hugging me and all these things. And in the dream, I just kept thinking, oh my God, it's just like being with Dolly Parton. It was the weirdest dream. So when I woke up, all I could remember was these three ladies who had dressed up like Dolly Parton. So anyway, it was just hilarious. So that was my Dolly Parton story. I dream super vividly and super real, y'all. And I've always got these crazy ass dreams going on and can remember them forever, like that kind of stuff. And Logan does the same thing too. He has like crazy ass dreams and stuff. So, all right. Hey, Abby, the girl I'm jealous of. She's actually got some Dollywood hookup going on these days, and I'm just like, what? This is not fair. So, all right. So that's the Dolly Parton story. Let's talk about big ass action. Now, guys, I actually have all of my notes up here. So if you see me looking up, I'm not trying to like throw shade or get away from you. I want to make sure that I cover everything I want to cover. So let's start with the concept, taking big ass action. So a lot of us, like, we don't understand why it's so important to do it. Most of us sit around thinking that we're taking action because we're like doing the Pinterest. We are scrolling, reading about diets. We're like, oh, I'm listening to that podcast, girl. Like, every word you say, dripping all over my soul. That's not taking action. That's a lot of like getting the pump primed and stuff. It's like this morning, me getting my tan on, me getting my top on and stuff, that wasn't taking big ass action. That was me knowing half ass action was in my future unless I started getting myself into the mode to do it. But just dressing up for the part and slapping on the tanner and stuff, that's not doing it. So when I want to make sure that I'm showing up for my best and stuff, there's a part of where you're like warming up for it. And then you got to like do the stuff. And big ass action, it's like there's lots of types, like things to I want to explain to you about it. So there's two kinds. You've got your big ass and then you got your half assing. A lot of us are going through life half assing. We're thinking about losing weight. We're not losing weight. Like I tell you about the basics, you kind of dabble in them. And then when they get hard, you're like, well, I'm going to sit here and watch other people do it until I feel ready, until everything is aligned in my soul and my motivation and all the things are together. That's called half-assing through life. We have to learn how to flip the switch to just do things. Big ass action really boils down to your willingness to do shit when you don't want to. That's really what it's about. It's about not only doing the shit when you don't want to, but it's doing the shit you're afraid to do. People who half-ass are sitting around waiting for their motivation, asking about motivation, polling all the friends, how do you get motivated? That's the half-ass realm. They're also the people who allow fear to just be like, well, I'm just going to sit here and watch life pass me by. Like, I'm so worried about, and I'm so scared, and I'm so afraid, I'm just going to sit around being afraid I'll never change. Rather than just going in and doing some shit. And one of the things we're going to cover is, why are we afraid? Because it's not a failure. We always think we're afraid of the failure, and that's not it. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. All right. So number one, here's two key differences. Big ass action. When people are taking a lot of action, when I think about myself, I don't think about my goal hardly ever. I write it down in the morning, and then I start thinking about all the things I'm going to do that. Do you know what I spend the rest of my day doing? Thinking about the things I'm going to do and doing them. It's no more. We're not thinking about the goal anymore. We're not thinking about the 100 pounds. We're not thinking about all the things. We're thinking about today. We stay very focused on the present. We think about the things we're going to try. It might not work, but I got to try something. That is when people are taking big ass action. Here's half ass action. You obsess about your goal. You're always talking to everybody about the goal. You're reading and researching it, but you're spending very little time actually doing anything each day. You're spending a lot of time mulling it over, wondering when you're going to finally get your shit together, wondering why you're so different than everyone else. That's the half-ass realm. It's called the wasting of time. Like, wondering when you're going to get your shit together? I want you to actually think about the concept. I'm wondering when I'll get my shit together. Do you know when people get their shit together? When they get off their ass. That's when it happens. People have been asking me, like, how do I get motivated to just start planning? I just don't understand why I don't do it. It's like, you know why? Here's a plan. Here's how you get motivated to do it. You pick up the book, you open, you grab this guy, you write one. No matter what. I don't care if you are afraid. I don't care if you're like, I don't like it. I don't care. All the drama. When you cut your bullshit and you pick it up and you do the writing, that's all it takes. It's just like saying, I'm just waiting to get motivated to read this book. I really don't understand why I'm not reading the book. It's sitting right there. You know, like, I started reading it 3 weeks ago. I don't know why I'm not on page 70 already. I know why. You didn't just grab the book and start reading when you didn't want to. That's the only thing. It's literally that simple. But we allow our brains to complicate everything. We allow our brains to complicate all of it. It's ridiculous. All right. So here's the two things that you have to think about. When you're going to take big ass action, you need to be measuring progress and you need to be liking the process. That's really all that's required to take big ass action. It's all about, am I measuring progress so I can actually see what the fuck I'm doing? Because a lot of you measure your progress by what you think about yourself. Well, I read somewhere in the groupies today, somebody was bitching royally. Well, I'm a slow loser. I gained 2 pounds this week. She said, no, I gained 2 pounds this week. And if you're on here, you are getting some free coaching. You are welcome. So it starts off with, I gained 2 pounds this week. This fucking sucks. I don't think she said that, but I'm going to just, let me just do it Corinne's way. Corinne's dramatic reading of how this post went. I'm a slow loser anyway. I only lose 1 to 2 pounds a week. All I did was have a couple of binges last week. I just don't understand. So do I have to be perfect in order to lose weight? That is the most coachable post that I've ever seen in my life. Now, if she'd been in the tribe, a video would have went up. Like, what I'm fixing to say, I swear to God, I wouldn't have been able to stand myself. I would have immediately had to go in there and be like, all right, I know y'all got this video today, but we're getting a bonus, and it's a rant, and here we go. Hang on. So, number one, she has no data. Her progress is a bunch of bullshit in her mind. You know what she needs to do? Get out something and notice, oh, you're losing 1 to 2 pounds a week. First of all, that's called average, not slow loser. You have to constantly be watching how you're talking about your process and your progress. Because when you talk about it like that, guess what happens? You're going to set yourself up for frustration and anger. And then guess what happens? How many of you who emotionally eat are so well equipped to walk around all the time in frustration and anger and not eat over it? Not a fucking one of you. That's why you're on this one. Because you probably don't do frustration and anger well. There's not enough of you sitting around going, you know what? I'm choosing my anger. I'm just going to be angry for a little bit. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to make sure that I understand every thought that I'm causing myself anger. None of you are doing that. If you're not doing that and you're not taking full responsibility for how you feel, guess what? If you feel like you're a slow loser and the scale is your bitch and two binges should be okay, if that's the story you tell yourself about weight loss, guess what you end up doing? You will go eat tonight. I guarantee you, she's not on here. This is what's going to happen. She's going to be face down in Margaritaville tonight. Asses up. That's what we do. We do it to ourselves. And so, like, when I talk about big ass action, you have to be thinking about, all right, first of all, I've got to, like, be legit with the progress. So you've got to be tracking more than just one freaking thing. Most of you are like tracking like the scale, and then you wonder why you're so beholden to it. If it's the only indicator, first of all, if you're using it for your self-worth and it doesn't cooperate every week, guess what? You're hosed. You don't need to sit there and be hosed by the scale because it doesn't do that to you. The second you have a 2 pound gain, it's just like, okay, what happened this week? Oh, rather than saying you may not have to be perfect to lose weight, you might want to be thinking, oh, I binged twice this week. I wonder what that's about. I should probably figure out why. I should probably be thinking about what triggered it. I should probably be thinking about how could I, the next time I want to binge, could I either make it a less of a binge? What would be the next best decision? What things could I learn from this? Somebody who's not like fucked up by the scale number, that's what they do. They start looking at the process. They don't use the number against themselves. It comes down to that whole failure thing. A lot of you think you can't tolerate failure. That's not the problem. Here's what our girl did. She failed on the eating. That's it. She had a couple of binges. That's it. But what she didn't do was make this be like, oh, okay, so that if I binge twice this week, that means I must be tracking and watching things. I'm still weighing in, like I'm doing all these things. So now I just need to fix this one piece. So now I'm going to look at the process. I'm going to make this mean this is an opportunity for me to learn. But that's not what she did. I'm fucked up. Something's wrong with me. If every time you make failure and mistakes mean that it can't be a part of the process, that it has to mean, oh, let's emotionally abuse ourselves time. Let's put on our shame shawl and get busy. That is failure that is not useful. You're always going to make mistakes, guys. You have to learn how to use it to your advantage rather than using it against yourselves. But it always is dependent upon you and how you use it. Are you going to use it to learn and keep moving forward? Or are you going to learn? Or are you going to just use it to beat yourself up and then fucking quit? But whatever you do, it'll always be your own choice. We have to start thinking about it different. And that's why, like, when we're talking about people who take big ass action, do you know what they do? They start looking at progress on lots of ways. They start, like, in our planner, I'm going to see if I could, other day I could not find this sheet to save my life. In our planner, we have what's called habit tracker. Look how many things I have my girls track each month. And then they get percentages at the bottom. They also track, that's just the habit tracker. When they do their monthly review, we find that. They do their monthly assessment measurements. They're also looking at how their health changed this month. What about my bowels? What about my breathing? What about my digestion? My emotional and mental health? My relationships? My relationship with myself? My awareness around food? That's how much shit we track. That's the difference between being in PNP Tribe and being out in the world. You know, in the world, you guys can't even think of all these things that you need to be tracking. I make them track more than just one thing for a reason. Even when they weigh in each week, they don't just track what they weigh. They have to list their wins. They have to come up with actions that tell them what got this number, good and bad. Because when we weigh, it's not about the number. It's about what am I learning? Because I don't care if you maintain, gain, or lose. That number is the opportunity to figure some shit out. It's going to take you all the way to the end, or it's going to take you out, depending on what you decide to do with it. It's that important. That's why you have to have progress markers. You have to be doing that. The other part of it for big ass action is the process. Your process has to be something you love, or at least doable. You cannot lose weight putting together a bunch of shit that's going to be too hard for you to do at the beginning. Because what most of you do is you think about, you like, I'm going to lose weight. Now I'm going to think about my goal. And you're going to half-ass. And all you're going to do is think about your goal, how far it is to get there. Oh my God, I'm going to have to be perfect. That girl is doing like all these things. Holy shit, how am I going to do that now? And it's like, set the goal. Let's get busy, hussies. Like right today. What are you doing today? What is your process today? Your today version of you is what gets you there. It is not, I need to be who I'm going to be at the end of the journey to fucking start. I was telling somebody the other day, she was like, I think this was in the groupies. Not, I don't know. I've talked to so many people this week. She's talking about like how hard it was to start a diet because like, but I really like pizza and I'm going to want to eat pizza. And when I diet, I just can't have those things. I'm like, all right, first of all, you're not doing my program because that's not included. So if you're in my program and you keep thinking that, bullshit, stop. It is not in module one. Said nowhere ever. And I said, for those of you who are binging on pizza and eating like a half to a your own whole, like I used to do, like hell, I just used to order my own medium. That was dinner. For those of you, you do not have to switch to a salad. Have pizza. You could eat half a pizza this week and probably lose weight. Like, you guys have to start like I did, where you're at, with small, doable, forward momentum steps. The process cannot feel overwhelming. This is how I teach people to evaluate their process. Number one, write it down. Don't fucking give me any bullshit that you're not going to write it down. I'm not a writer, Corinne. It's like, all right, if you're not a writer, you're not a weight loss person either. Check out. Like, seriously, just walk out the door. I rarely see anyone who can say, I do it all in my head. The reason why most of us are overweight is because we're trying to lose weight with our brain. And guess what? Our brain's a fucking mess. We don't need to rely on it. We need to write shit down, cement it, decide what we're going to be doing. And then we can have something to remember when the world acts like an asshole and we're tired at night and we're like, oh yeah, what was I supposed to be eating for dinner? What did the version of me this morning who was like all, you know, piss and vinegar, we're losing weight, want? You need those things. You're not going to remember it. So the thing about it is I tell people, first of all, you're going to like think about the things you're going to do to lose weight. Anything that feels overwhelming, you've started too far. You've gone down the road towards your future self way too fast. Back the truck up. Take those things, break it down, break it down, break it down. That's what we work on in the tribe. I make everybody break it down, break it down, break it down. I must say 5,000 times the first 2 weeks, let's talk about realistic planning. Are you realistic planning? Are you listening to your hunger scale? Let's see if we can level up your hunger scale. Let's look for the little things. All about the little things. So if your process isn't overwhelming and it feels doable, guess what? You'll fucking do it. You won't have to have big ass hurdles to come overcome. You'll be taking big ass action with the little things rather than half-assing, sitting around looking at your wishful planning and wondering why you can't do it. All right, I got to move faster. We're only on slide 6. Number 2. Big ass action makes thousands of mistakes. They go through the process of what to do next time, and they start anticipating their own. As they notice mistakes, they start looking for obstacles to get ahead of them and coming up with game plans so they can try more things. That is someone who's taking big ass action. People who really are taking big ass action, guys, I promise you, they're messing up all the time. I did my success story live last night where we had, if you didn't see it, you need to watch it. Somebody put inside here the link directly to the success story video. Just go to the spring replays, click on the success stories, and give them the exact link. You should watch it. We had binge eaters, still actively binge eating, and yet somehow figured out how to lose like 80 pounds or more. One of them, 120 pounds. All of them talked about some of the mistakes that they made all the way and are still making, and yet they're losing weight. Do you know who doesn't lose weight? The people who can't tolerate mistakes, because then they don't start and they don't do, and that they sit around waiting to feel like everything's going to be great, or they fantasize about perfection. They're sitting around visualizing, well, you know, when my kids get out for school for the summer. Well, you know, when the kids go back to school. Well, when this project's over. Well, when I finish my degree. That's called fantasizing about perfection. It's sitting around thinking there is going to be the magic moment where the stars come align and all the things get out of my way, and then I'll be doing it. You know what that says? That is a person who, one, is afraid that they're going to make mistakes because they know they're going to beat themselves up. So option one is to stop beating yourself up so you don't have to be afraid of making mistakes. I don't care about making mistakes. I make them all the time. Oh my God. We've had so many this week. It's unreal. You know why? Because I'm trying things and doing things constantly. I lay my guts out on a dry ass rock in the middle of the desert to get bleached and just dehydrated in the sun. I'm okay with it. You know why? Because I don't sit around and tell myself I'm a fucking failure all the time. You know what I tell myself? Well, that didn't work. Moving on. I am so tied to the person that I want to be because I think about her and I take care of her and I love her that I do all the things that I do now that, you know, I'm going to tell you, sometimes I'm disappointed in stuff. Yeah, that's natural. But I'm so in love with her that I've got her back. The only way the successful version of me, the one that keeps her weight off and stuff, the one that helps thousands of women exist, is because the version of me today has got her back. She's going to, like, figure shit out. She's going to mess a bunch of shit up and then get some stuff really right. And that's what happens. It's just like this week. I can't even tell you how many times, like, I have this perfect plan of what I'm going to talk about. And I get on there, and in the middle of it, I just change it. And y'all benefit from it. But if I sat around thinking that it had to be perfect, it had to be just right, and all this other stuff, I wouldn't even come on these lives. It would never be good enough. Ever. All right. So normalize your mistakes. If you want to be someone who takes a lot of action, you've got to be somebody who's willing to start normalizing your mistakes. In the tribe, we're going to teach you how to do all that. The short of it is, the next time that you're sitting around throat punching, stop. All right. How about that? Like the bottom line, just stop throat punching yourself. The third thing, here's people who take big ass action. They schedule time to do what's important. They don't sit around bitching and moaning about coming up with a plan to do shit. They don't sit there and act like having to write out what they're going to do for the day is a big deal. You know what they do? They learn how to do that because somebody who manages their time is someone who's getting their goals. Someone who's sitting around needing to find time, think you're behind because you just see everything, rather than just fucking organizing yourself a little bit. Take 5 minutes, and this is the thing. Guys, we just finished the whole time management course in PNP Tribe. If you just joined, you can take it whenever you want. It's all sitting there. Or you can wait until you're done with no BS, and that can be the first thing that you take. But here's the thing. 5 minutes a day. Write down the stuff you know you absolutely want to get done today. Top three. Like, this day, if I do these things, it's a great day. The rest of it is called gravy after that. Once you write those three things down, get your calendar out and actually put it in a time block. Like, I will be doing it at 1 o'clock today. Don't leave it up to chance. Guys, if you're struggling with time management, start with one or two things. Schedule time to do it. Get good at honoring that one thing until you start seeing the benefits. You're never going to find time. Never. The only way that you're ever going to take big ass action is you have to refuse to be overwhelmed. You have to stop it. Here's the thing. Nobody's really ever overwhelmed. We feel overwhelmed. But this is what I notice about overwhelmed people. They always end up getting their shit done. They just get it done like an asshole to themselves. It's like, I'm so overwhelmed with my life, and yet somehow I still take a shower every day. Somehow I still pick up my kids. Somehow I still get dinner on the table. True overwhelm would be someone who's like, it's been 3 days and I haven't fed my children. Like, I just really can't do anything. Make a list of the shit you actually have to do that, like, literally have to do, and then make a list of all the things you think you should be doing. Divide that shit up, and then the should be doing this. Like, when I want to indulge in my overwhelm, I'm going to come over here and play in this. When I'm actually going to just do some stuff and do things that are like really have to get done, like, yeah, I really actually have to bathe my child at night. Like, if you really think about it, there's so few things in the world we really have to do. The rest of it is all the bullshit we pile on ourselves and sit around and feel bad about. Like, if you want, I just spent an hour cleaning my kitchen and it's not even that big. I'm so OCD. Next time, give yourself 30 minutes, set a timer, whatever. This will help your OCD. The next time, set the timer, 30 minutes. And if you don't get it done, the penalty is it doesn't get done. It'll make you work faster. It'll make you really start not like getting too into the weeds. Trust me, I do it all the time. All right, the next thing. Big ass action. You're fully present during your time block. So this is what I notice a lot of people do when they half-ass. They need more time, but when they're at work, they're worried about not being a good mother. When they're with their kids, they're distracted thinking about all the things they should be doing. When they're doing those things, they're worried about work. And it becomes a triangle of all the things. And they're never actually present. They wonder why. They're like, I just feel like I need more time with my kids. And you're spending like a good 20, 30 minutes a day with them. But then when you're with them, you're worried about some other shit. Like, you don't need more time. We have to do what's called capitalizing on our time that we already have. I have a rule with myself. When it comes to my son, I don't spend more time with him unless the time we're already spending together, I'm engaged. Because more time is more time me being there half-assed as a mother. And I'm going to tell you, your kids know it. I don't care if you're looking at them, if your brain's not checked in. Ask yourself this. How many times have you been looking at your kid, listening to your kid, and your brain somewhere else, and you've said, oh, wait, what did you just say? You totally missed it. Or you've said something to get them to repeat it as if you just didn't understand, to cover your ass as if you were truly listening. So then we've just dropped into lying to them. I've been there. That's why I know. So people who take big ass action, here's what they do. If they're cleaning the kitchen, they're fucking cleaning the kitchen. When they're with their kids, they're with their kids. When they're at work, we're not worrying about other stuff. You know what we're doing? We're doing this. When I'm reading, I'm reading. You will get more done. You will get more connection in life. And you will have less overeats. Because if you're eating fully present and not watching TV, not distracting yourself, you won't eat as much. All of this all plays together. And when you practice connection, this is one of the things. A lot of you eat because you feel like you're not being a good enough mother. And a lot of times when you're being with your kids, all you're thinking about is not being a good enough mother. If you start truly connecting, guess what? You take away the stimulus that causes you to eat. Something to think about. All right. So everybody, when it comes to thinking that they need more time, they got to create time, they got to do the things, I want to tell you, there's 8 hours of sleep a day. Most of us are getting 8. Some of you get even less. So this will be even better for you. Most of us are truly working 8 hours a day. We go, we do the thing. There's 8 other hours a day unaccounted for. How are you spending your 8? I want you to think about, even if you sleep less or more, or you work less or more, get your things in gear. Like, I want you to think about your time blocks, and I want you to start asking yourself, how am I spending those other 8? When I'm shuttling my kids around, am I using it as an opportunity to connect? Or am I using it as a time to sit and wish something was different in my life? Like, a lot of us have commutes and stuff. How are you using the time? Are you actually using it? Or are you sitting there dreading going to work, dreading going home, hoping you're not going to binge, half-ass listening to your kids? Are you using it as your rolling university? Are you using it to think about your true goals, how you're going to show up the next day? Are you thinking about those things? That's the shit I drive home with my clients all the time. We ain't got time to waste anymore. You don't need more time. No one does. We all have plenty of it. We need to look at all the areas in which we're not spending it focused and producing for us, for you. So, what leads to half-ass action? How do we even get to the place that we're doing it? The first thing, you don't even know what your future self looks like. You're not thinking about your future. You can't see yourself there. You don't have enough whys. You're thinking about your past way too much. A lot of you, the reason why you can't even think about your future self is because you keep thinking about your past way too much. You keep going back and saying, the reason why I'm a failure today is because of all of this. You have to stop that and say, like, here I am today. Who do I want to be tomorrow? You do not need to go 6 months, a year, or whatever down the road. You can simply ask yourself, like I did when I got off the couch at 250 pounds, I got to figure this out. Who am I going to be tomorrow? There was always a little bit more that I could do. And it was always the littlest of things. The next reason why we half-ass. The road to get to where we want in our minds is terrible. We sit there and we paint the picture that I can't do all that. I see this so much in the diet realm, is that you guys will sit there, and when I ask you, all right, what's it going to take to lose 4 or 5 pounds this month? And the drama comes out. And it's crazy drama. It's like, well, you know, I'm going to have to be perfect. And I will have to be in bed by 8 o'clock every night and be up at 4. And I'm going to need to do like 30,000 workouts and sweat gallons. And I'm not going to be able to eat any carbs. Let me just cut all food groups out except for a bean. Like, it is the craziest bunch of shit. So you wonder why you half-ass. Because the process that you paint in front of yourself sucks. And you know it on the inside. You're dreading it. You're scared of it. You have to break it down to that doable process. That's so key. The next reason why we half-ass is because we get a whole case of the I can't help it. We sit around and we think, well, Corinne, I would lose weight if my husband would just quit bringing ding-dongs in the house. Well, I would lose weight if I didn't have to take them kids everywhere. Why would we be losing weight if it wasn't for my asshole boss? We always have all of these reasons why we're not showing up for ourselves, and usually us is not the reason. It's everyone. You will never show up fully for yourself until you take total responsibility for yourself. If you're overeating, agree right now. If there's not anything that ever changes, here's the one. I'll never blame anybody else for my overeating ever again. It won't be, if I overeat, it won't be because I didn't know the menu ahead of time. It won't be because my husband sprung it on me at the last minute. It won't be because my social life is so hard. Just say, like, I overeat because I make choices. Choices to eat. Boom, and we're done. We have to quit thinking, I can't lose weight because of these things. If you will make a list of your reasons right now of, I can't lose weight because of all these things, you will see a lot of things that you're waiting on in the world to change in order for you to just start eating less food. And it's that simple. The universe is never going to align with you, because this is how the universe likes to work. I'm not going to align with you unless I know you can handle it. So the universe will keep accommodating you if you're going to sit there and act like you can't control your mouth. If you can't control your mouth, guess what the universe presents? Opportunities to eat. If you think you're in control of your mouth, guess what the universe presents? A plan. More shit in your life will align when you decide what you truly want and what you're willing to do. And you start thinking about that. You're not going to be given more than you can handle. So make sure you know what you can handle. The other reason why we half-ass, slow decision making. I can't tell you how important this one is. Indecision is eating away the years of your life. You need to sit and think right now, how much time am I wasting waiting for the perfect answer, waiting for someone to, one more piece of advice, one more Google search, one more this, one more that. God, y'all, we have to decide. Most of you need to make a list of what decisions do you need to make. Make a list of them. You gonna lose weight or not? You gonna follow your plan today or not? You gonna join the tribe today or not? It's your last day. Some of you have been sitting around since Wednesday, belaboring it. Just anguishing over it. You've had 2 days of thinking about it. Still thinking about it. It's like, what's it gonna take to make the choice? Don't sit there and waste your time. I always am just like, look, just decide. Give yourself the gift of no longer thinking about it. Either do it or don't. But once you make a decision, be done. And we're not regretting anything. If you join, you go all in. You never regret buying it. If you don't join, you do whatever you're going to do. And you don't regret 1 minute. I don't allow anybody in my family to regret. My husband doesn't do it. I don't do it. And my son now says, I don't do it either. We have been really trying to teach him that regret is the biggest waste of time. It keeps you in your past. It does not let you go towards your future. So those are the things you have to think about. Are you going to be someone who's going to start taking big ass action? It doesn't require you to do lots of things. It doesn't require you to overhaul your life. It's simple. It's make some decisions. Easy plans. Anything that feels overwhelming, make it easier. And you got to be willing to have your back. No one changes their life and says, I picked the exact right time because it all went perfectly. I'm the one. Everybody says, I didn't know it was my time. I had no idea. I had no idea I was going to lose the weight. I had no idea any of this would happen. I'm just grateful that I didn't listen to the version of me that was scared shitless. The one who doubted. I'm glad I turned off the voice of the person who sat there and tried to stay small. Well, I stayed big because of all her unfailed diets. And that's taking big ass action. Okay. If you have any questions, we're going to take some questions. Let me see if we have any already. Okay, we got one. So, and then what I'm going to do now is I'm going to tell you about the bonuses and then I'm going to answer this question. So, if you join the tribe, I added 6 bonuses. All tribe members will be getting it tomorrow. So, you have to join today because the email's going out tomorrow to all tribe members. Here we go. Number one, you are getting, well, let me pull it up because I don't want to mess this up. Hang on. Let's just get this right. If we're going to do it, we might as well do it right, right? Let's see. I got to find them. I think Kathy added them already. It may actually already be. Oh, tribe. If you want to see them now, they are inside the tribe. If you go to pnptribe.com, click on toolkit, staying on track bonuses. There you go, y'all. All right, let me look at them. They're so good. Number one is called the affirming ass kicking. So y'all have been asking for it. We have 2 minutes and 35 seconds of me reading some of my best shit to you guys. It's a little mix of the woo-woo and a lot of grin donkey type sayings. One of them is protein bars are just like a Snicker bar and a dress. Or like a hoe, what is it? Something about a Snicker bar, a hoe dressed up like a, no. Is a, something about it being a hoe. All I know is it's a hoe. And then at the end, it's like, we ain't a hoe, so we're not doing that. So it's got some shit like that in there. We also have Corinne's top motivational moments. So what we did was we went through the tribe archives and we pulled, I think it's 10. Either 10 or 9 of the best of my stuff so that when you need to get a quick, like, just, I just need to get rebooted. I just need to get focused. I just, like, today's the day I need my little extra. We have 10. What makes me who I am and who I'm willing to be? How to believe I will figure this out? How to feel motivated? How to handle your overwhelm? 2 key aspects of your weight loss that you need to know. How to do the hard parts. That's all in the gratitude and loving the process. So it's all of that kind of stuff. How to eat out without knowing where you are going. The ultimate cheat sheet. Here's another one. What do you say when other people ask you about your diet? You know, it's all coming. The assholes are lining up. They are ready to give you all the judgments and the opinions and all the things. This is what we say when somebody's like, hey, girl, I know you're on a diet. You doing keto? I gave you the ultimate cheat sheet on that one, too. We also have your ultimate hunger scale cheat sheet. We went through all of the posts that we could find where tribe members have told us, here's my signals. Here's my signals of fullness. Here's my signals of hunger. And we compiled it. So from day one, you can get a head start on all the signals to start looking for you. Y'all have been asking us for that for years. Like seriously, ever since we started talking about it, everybody's been asking about it. So this will be super helpful. And then we also have Corinne's favorite weight loss and self-development collection. I put in there, so a lot of our girls, when they join, it's like, it is not enough that you give me all the content. It's not enough that you have like a million and one replays, but here's what I would like. I would like to like go outside of you and I want to just immerse, like just let me marinate like in the teriyaki sauce. And so I gave you my favorite books that I love that will help you immerse. And I also gave you the top podcasts. These are the ones I listen to every single week. If they drop a podcast, I listen to this podcast. So many of the things that I come up with and talk about is because these are the people that I play on repeat. They totally tie in to all the things that I love. They cover relationships. They cover mindset, self-confidence and self-love, booze, how to like goal setting, like be a high performer, and just all things about just purpose, why. And then our mental stuff, like just like really breaking it down in the thoughts. So I really think you guys will love these bonuses, and they're all in there for you now, Tribe. We are going to send this all out in an email tomorrow as a like welcome to PNP Tribe gift for you. So you'll have the link and all that kind of stuff. But you can go to the toolkit and then you'll see it. It will say staying on track bonuses. This is how you're going to stay on track. Okay. And if you guys like the affirming ass kicking, then that is something that I can do more of later. Okay. Let's see. I had a weight gain this summer. How can I let it go? I'm all in my head, fat girl thinking on replay. How can I just let it go? Well, every time it comes in, you have to say like, what am I doing today? What am I doing today? What action am I taking today? You just have to know that your thoughts are going to come in there. It's going to, you're going to hear it a lot, but you need to be okay with it. It doesn't have to go away. You just have to quit believing it. So this is when I know someone is stuck in what I call poison thoughts. You will have shitty thoughts and you'll want them to just go away because you're allowing them to do things to you. You're allowing them to make you feel things. You get to have shitty thoughts and just be like, oh yeah, that's like just what my brain does. I'm working on it. All you need to do is you need to be like, you know what? I'm just working on it. It'll be fine. Like it's my summer weight gain. It's over. Now we're in the fall. What are we doing today? You have to redirect your brain. It's probably going to take you 1,000,001 times, and that's okay. You're used to dwelling on it. You're used to the idea of just believing everything you think. And now you're practicing that you don't have to do that. Are we able to print the planner? September baby. Yeah. So if you go to pnptribe.com, go to toolkit, you will see PNP planner. You can either order it. If you scroll, there's the ordering stuff. In the middle of the page says, these materials are available for download and home printing by clicking here. You just have to click there and then it's all there for you. So you can print it yourself and it's that beautiful blue. It's my baby. Aww, look at him. I've got makeup all on this side. You can tell I'm always wearing my whole makeup. Look, this is my baby all written on. I scribble in it too. I know that just freaks some of y'all out. You're like perfectionists. I have an issue with self-sabotage. I see the scale go down and then before I know it, I'm off plan. What is a good protocol to apply to my daily routine? You're going to need to, when you see the scale go down, you need to have like a thought about it that's going to work for you. You don't know what your thought is right now. You got to find out what your self-sabotaging thought is. So the next time you weigh and the scale goes down, listen to what you think about. It's probably like, yay, woo, we can take a break or something along those lines. You got to find that first and then you have to replace it. That's like step one. And then what is a good protocol to apply to my daily routine? It's not about your daily routine. It's about the relationship that you have with the scale. Like you need to like tell yourself, this is an indicator to keep going. And you have to understand, like, why do you feel like, I think for most of the time when it comes to self-sabotage on that, you have to think about, like, why do I think I need to eat when I've lost weight? It's probably because you think you deserve a treat. And a lot of times when people are thinking about, I deserve a treat and stuff, the underpinning of that is, all right, so why do I deserve a treat? It's because I have to work really hard to lose weight. That belief is always the killer. Because that means that during the week, I want you to really examine your week. And it's like, am I really losing weight in a way that I don't need relief from it? So if the scale goes down, that's an indicator that you're thinking, oh, I can take a break from all this weight loss stuff. You're probably making your process too hard. You don't have to change the process, but it's the way you're thinking about it. You may be thinking like, I have to do this to do that, that kind of stuff. It's a lot of that mental stuff. That's the benefit of working on the mindset, because just telling you like, oh, well, then when you weigh, just make sure you have a plan. That's not working. Intellectually, we all know to just have a plan. In our tribe, that's what we call like, that's the actions we know we need to take. But what are we going to need to think and feel to get there? Otherwise, if all it took was just a plan, well, then we would all eat on plan every time we lost weight. If all it took was a plan, then every time the scale went up, all we would do is just eat on plan. It doesn't take just the plan. That's just what you're going to do once you figure out what you need to think and feel to get there, because you've got to generate that. When is the pocket planner coming out? November. Can you just say my name so I can be famous? Sure, Lizzie. How do you stop allowing yourself to cheat and say, well, it's just a piece of pie, etc.? Well, you have to visualize yourself seeing pie, and you have to start telling yourself, like, is it just a piece of pie? What is the currency that I'm paying every time I do that? Let me turn my heater off, y'all. The biggest thing on that is, like, if you've noticed what your justification is. You have a justification for doing it. You haven't taught yourself how to suffer emotionally around it. Like, right now, you've taught yourself how to feel good about the justification. Yeah, it's just a piece of pie. This is going to be great. You're like, ooh, this is like you're generating giddy, and you're adrenaline generating dopamine ahead of time. Like, this will be great. Now what we got to do is we got to generate the emotion of, like, what it's actually. It's like, here's the thing. It does matter. And here's why it matters. Because I'm not going to like it when I gain weight. It always results in me being like, you have to do all of that ahead of time. So once you catch one of those, that kind of work has to be reinforced until it becomes automatic for when you see the piece of pie. Like, that piece of pie starts looking like a bigger ass rather than looking like a big wad of fun. I need help with self-care, boundaries and relationships, mindset work. Are there accountability groups that help with this? Our whole tribe, like, that's just the main tribe work. That's the stuff we actually do. We are all working on that stuff. We work on self-care. We work on boundaries. We work on relationships like a boss. We don't have specific subgroups for that because that's actually what we do to lose weight. If you're taking care of yourself and you have healthier relationships than you've ever had before, and what was the other one that you have? Oh, and like the mindset is all we do. Like, that's how you lose weight. Weight loss is mindset. Weight loss is not based upon a plan. We're making plans and stuff, guys, but we're doing it from a place of like aligning the mindset to it. But hang on, my thingy went like boohoo. Well, I don't know why it's so dark. So yeah, that's what we work on. You mentioned once that not many of the members watch your live videos or go on calls. Do you know if the members that do have more success than those who don't? No, they don't. I don't really know, but I will tell you, the majority of the people, the majority of the people that I interviewed last night don't come to the live calls. Some of them have come to some, but like Leah, who's lost weight and stuff, and she's working on binging, she was like, I don't even listen to a lot. She does more of the coursework. She doesn't even listen to lots of the coaching calls, but then when she needs to get coached, she comes to one. We have a lot of people who lose all kinds of weight and say, like, I've never been to a live call. I've never even been coached, but oh my God, I've lost weight because I've been just listening. I would say, like, the majority of them, I would have to say no. I mean, I don't have statistics on that, but what I can tell you is it works. There's just people losing weight all over the place. I mean, yeah, like Judy Cunningham, she's lost 85 pounds and she's rarely on a live. Most people just aren't on them live. You guys have jobs and stuff. You know, like I do them in the middle of the day for the people who are home during the middle of the day who have, like, kids that come home in the afternoons. And then I do them in the evenings so that the people who are at work who can't come can be on one. Then I do them on the weekends for the people who do Monday through Friday shit. And the only time they have time for themselves is on the weekends. So we do a lot of, like, trying to arrange them. It's not about y'all being on them live. It's about hitting times when if somebody wanted to be on live, they get that opportunity because we just mix it up a lot. Because we do things like at 9 in the morning, noon, we do things Monday through Friday, 6 p.m., weekends, that kind of stuff. So we really try to, like, you know, mix it up for you guys. How can I not be pissed that I haven't been able to lose more than a pound since April? It's been over 5 months. Why can I not seem to get this? Do I have to be perfect? I thought I didn't. No, you do not have to be perfect, but you need to figure out, like, there's a difference between thinking you have to be perfect and then blowing smoke up your ass and thinking that your overeating is going to equal weight loss. You have to figure out the overeating. Guys, everybody's going to have to figure out their overeating. I'm not trying to tell you you're going to be able to overeat your way all the way down. But if you're only losing one, rather than being pissed and frustrated about it, you need to dig into your stats. Being pissed and frustrated is not helping. It's keeping you, it's probably one of the reasons why you don't know exactly, like, this is why you think you have to be perfect. If you're pissed and frustrated, you jump to the conclusion you got to be perfect. This is when I know someone really gets all this. You wouldn't have ever asked this question. Here's how the question would have come. Hey, Corinne, since April, I've lost 1 pound. Month one, this is the percentage of times I was on plan. Month two, month three, month four, month five, month six. Like, you would have that. Like, here's the percentage of time I was on plan. Here's how many recovery worksheets that I've done. And here's the patterns that I noticed. Help me with my patterns. That is somebody who's like, not thinking that this doesn't work. This is somebody who's thinking, I will figure out how to make this work. I will track like a boss. They're not thinking they have to be perfect. They're thinking they got to dig in. Dig the fuck in. So Anna, here's what I would do. Go to Ask Coaches. If you're in the tribe, go to Ask Coaches. And you need to take that there. And if you don't have that, then you don't have a perfection problem. You're not doing anything perfectly. You're thinking you have to be perfect, which is very different than showing up and doing the things. Be willing. Like, if you're thinking I have to be perfect, you will shy away from collecting your data because you will make it mean something's wrong with you rather than making it mean, and this is the exact things I'm getting ready to fix. These are the exact things I'm ready to dig into. Let's get a coach and figure this out. That's big ass action. Half ass action is sitting around thinking it should be different and doing the same shit over and over and over again. Now, I don't know. Maybe you've gone in and you've asked for all this. I'm just saying this is what I typically see. But usually when somebody posts a question like that, all I know is that if I went to, like, when I go to my coach and I'm working on something, I never go in just being, I'm pissed and frustrated. I don't get it. What am I going to need to do? All right, so I've been tracking. I've gone to Ask Coaches. They told me to track for 30 days and get back to them with all the data. It's been 2 weeks of those 30 days. And this is what I'm seeing. Okay, then for that, that means that all since April, we can't be saying we have to be perfect. You don't know what you've been doing since April if you hadn't been tracking. You have what we call hindsight bias. Here's what hindsight bias is. I look back and I remember the hard moments, but I don't remember all the moments when I was just like, oh, just a little bit more. I don't remember all the little relief moments. I don't remember the tiny excuses. I don't remember the extra bite here and there because I didn't track that part. That's hindsight bias. Hindsight bias says I'm going to look back and I'm going to remember it in a way that proves how I'm feeling today. So if you're feeling frustrated and hard, you're going to look back and be like, I'm doing all the things. Well, if you don't have April, May, June, July, and August completed all of your stuff, not doing all the things. Your brain's lying to you. Your brain's telling you a story. Your brain is proving what you believe today. Our brain will always seek the evidence at which we believe we want. All right, keep tracking and then go back to Ask Coaches. And I mean, like, your 30-day tracker, have all the percentages, have all of your recovery worksheets, go over them, pick your top three patterns you notice. I guarantee you, take it there. We can unravel this. That's easy to solve. You know what's not easy to solve? Getting people to actually do that part. That's the harder part. You have to get out of your own way. You have to be like, my goal is more important to me than sitting around protecting myself from feeling bad in the event I don't show up the way I want to, or in the event I don't see what I want on the scale. It's like, if that's going to be the most important part, guys, you're not going to lose weight. If the most important part is getting it done, then you're going to get out of your own way for it. How many people are in the tribe? I am not sure as of today. I don't know. You would think I would just be like, keeping a running tote. I'm not. Mary Jo might know. Mary Jo's more about tracking that stuff. She's our community manager, so she actually knows who she's putting into Facebook and everything, so she's doing all of that. I'm just the one that gets on here and yells and screams and says cuss words. How do you handle eating on autopilot, especially after work and when feeling physically, emotionally exhausted? So that is where you have to slow the roll. So we talk about this in the tribe. Whew, I'm getting too hot. Now I'm getting dizzy. Hang on. I had that heater on my feet, and now I think my body core temperature raised up. Plus, I'm yelling. after work, when feeling physically and emotionally exhausted, there's two key components. Number one is the deeper level issue for you is you're going to have to go underneath the coming home part. Like, it's what's happening during the day. A lot of people can be physically exhausted and not need to eat. They'll still eat on, think about athletes. They're physically exhausted. They don't come home and be like, shh, you know what? I'm a pro athlete. I'm just going to have to binge out. I'm so tired. I worked out all day. That's one thing. Emotionally exhausted, rather than solving for the overeat, let's solve for the emotional exhaustion. Can you just imagine if we worked on that, where you could just come home each day, just tired from showing up like a badass all day, but you're not emotionally worn out? And here's the thing that most of you don't understand. When you're emotionally worn out, that's your fault. You think it's your job, and you think it's the people, and you think it's the traffic and all that stuff. Emotions always start with what your brain thinks. That's how it actually works in your head. Your brain has a thought. It produces chemicals that allow an emotion to go through the body to be experienced. So if you're stressed out all day, you'll physically be more tired because adrenaline and cortisol race through the body all day. You tense up most of the day. I mean, if everybody would just sit and just brace real quick, see how long you can sit there. But a lot of you go through your day about half braced, and then you wonder why you come home wore the fuck out. That all starts because of a feeling generated by how you're thinking through your day. Like, if I could just get out of here, this is going to be a lot of you start the day like this. It's going to be a long day. I got a lot of shit ahead of me. I'm sure something will go wrong today. Like, a lot of us start our days that way, and then we wonder why shit happens. Rather than starting the day like, you know what? I'm getting paid today. I'm going to go in. I'm going to get my stuff done. And I'm going to go home. Like, you could just think that. There's no benefit. I want you to think about this. Tell me the benefit of waking up and just thinking it's going to be a shitty day. There's so much to do. Does that thought, when you get to work, just be like, and I'm a killer now. Thank God I dreaded the way in. And you don't even have to start your day with smoke blown totally up your ass. You just don't have to sit there and suck the wind out of your sails before you walk in and then wonder why you have to drag yourself through your day and drink all the coffee that's offered. Like, if you guys, some of you could just stop with the bullshit of dragging yourself down before you start your day, you would feel like you had done a line of coke without even having to blow smoke up your ass. Most of you could just believe, you could just start with, if your day is going to be like, oh, you don't know my job. Girl, it's so stressful. Like, I'm a teacher. And them kids, it's all things. Like, you guys will, argue for, I want to start my day feeling like complete ass, Corinne. And I'm like, why? How is that helping you? Here's what you do. You come home physically and emotionally exhausted at the end of the day. I think this one's already available. We already have some of these things. I don't know if this might have been the prototype, but we have several versions already in the swag store. But what y'all do is you work yourself up all day, and then you wonder why you get home. You have no emotional bandwidth anymore to make a decision about food. Of course, you're not going to want to sit there and be like, and now it's time to face urges. You started fighting the urge at 8 a.m. You just don't know that's what you've been doing all day. You really just don't realize it. So what you have to do is you have to work on the precursor stuff. If you're in the tribe, you need to do a thought download on why you're so emotionally exhausted at the end of the day. All of your thoughts, take it to Ask Coaches. That has to happen. I need to do a specific call. I probably just need to, I don't know if Kathy's on this, or I know Mary Jo's on here. We need to think about doing a specific call around, like, let's do a specific call that's just about battling the 4 o'clock window, the 8 o'clock window, as it pertains to coming home emotionally worn out. Because I think that's what most people identify with. It's like, it doesn't matter what your job is. Like, insert your job. Hell, we've got, like, the stay-at-home moms. They're not at a job. You know what they're doing? They get, like, 2 or 3 kids sucking at their tit all day long, wanting to play tiddlywinks and, like, grinding doo-doo in the wall. Yeah. Like, at 8 o'clock at night, they're physically and emotionally exhausted because of their thoughts about their day. So doing that call would probably be super helpful. Let's see if we can get it on the calendar. Probably one of my coaching calls, we could just switch it over to just saying that's who we're picking and just make that a theme, because that would probably cover half the fucking tribe. Because there's no, it doesn't matter if it's 4 o'clock or 8 o'clock or 10 o'clock. It's, I'm emotionally exhausted, I eat. How do you handle wine drinking when you are in wine groups, foodie groups, and cannot plan because you don't know what's being served? Well, if you're in a wine group, you can at least plan how much wine you're going to have. Nobody says you have to be in a wine group and go and take a bottle down. Just because they're offering all the wine doesn't, like, you can just say, like, I get 2 sips out of each glass that's offered, or whatever you do in your wine group. I don't really know. I don't belong to wine groups. I belong to the Burger Republic bar. That's my wine group. But, and my foodies. Oh, my foodie is the nachos. Every time I go to my foodie group, we're having nachos. But, I would just, like, if you don't know what's being served, you can always decide, like, how much you're going to have and that kind of stuff. That bonus that you guys, Jennifer, I don't know if you're in the tribe, go check that bonus, because it's not really about, it's got the tips that you're going to need to use to do that. What is the best way to talk to yourself after an overeat? I beat myself up every time I overeat. I've tried to keep it neutral, but it's not working. You're just going to have to try to keep it neutral. Like, it's just because it's not working, that just means that your brain is so used to beating yourself up, you're just going to have to keep stopping it. What happens is that if you'll keep stopping it, eventually your brain will get tired of having to reroute to what you need to think, which is like, I understand I'm going to beat myself up. Like, just say to yourself, it's normal for me to have these thoughts, but we're going to process it. It's normal for me to have these thoughts, but we're going to process it. Eventually what your brain does after like the millionth time, like seriously, it takes like 3 months of doing that at least. And you're only getting practice every time you binge or overeat. So you have to think about, like, you're only getting practice when you're doing that. So your brain eventually will want to take the shortcut. Your brain is fucking lazy, y'all. It is not in the business of retiring a habit that's been working. It's like, oh, we beat ourselves up. That's great. We'll probably get another binge in a couple of days if we do that. That's the way the brain thinks. Your job is to keep rewiring it. And you don't get, your job really is to not get frustrated that your brain keeps going back there. You need to be like, oh, this is that part Corinne said where I'm going to keep trying to beat myself up a lot. And sometimes I might not even notice it until I feel bad. Oh, this is the part where my emotions are telling me my brain's running like a toddler right now. Time for me to take charge again. Time for me to take charge again. That's what you want to do. Are there courses for those who are allowing childhood traumas to cause fear when others notice you're losing weight and you realize you've been there? There's not a course on that, but we have calls on that. I already have done lots of calls on this, and I talk about this a lot in the tribe. This is very normal. It's a lot of the stuff dealing with your past. We actually have a, I know we have a worksheet. Let me go and look. You know, we may have actually did this. Hang on. We recently were talking about, let me go back to toolkit. Hang on, I'm on the wrong place. I will tell you super fast. Hello, scale. Rewriting your past. We have, so it's a little like one pager about how to rewrite your past and why we do it. Mary Jo there's a video that goes with this. We do not have it listed. We need to get that listed. I know I did a video on this because I did the video. Well, I did the coaching call and I said, we really should make this into a worksheet. And then that's how we ended up making it into a worksheet. Let me look at past. I'll tell you what. How to quit using your past and your genetics to stop your weight loss. We did that one. How do you get past the fear of judging yourself? I know there's a call. Past abuse. Yeah, we have plenty. We will find them for you. Using the planner, and I love it. Any tips on keeping those journal prompts, powerful thoughts on the front of my mind during the day? I find when I answer the questions, I forget all about it till I assess the day. Sticky notes. Keep a stack of sticky notes by your planner, and then when you do it, automatically transfer it to your sticky note and put it someplace where you're going to be during the day so you see it. You also could set it on your phone to go off at certain times during the day, and you can type in any message that you want. So sometimes you could do that too. A lot of people do that. I've been working out in the mornings, 5 to 6 before work, gliding on our machine. We are in a condo and we just got a complaint about the noise. I've been doing this for 3 months and now I can't. This is something I enjoyed, which is not something that is natural for me for exercise. Any suggestions? Try walking. Maybe move it somewhere else where it won't be heard. I don't know if you can put blankets underneath it. I don't know if somebody's below you and that's the problem. You might be able to put some blankets or something. Like, put like a big piece of wood or something under it and then put blankets and then a big piece of wood to keep it stable. You could try just some sound dampening stuff like that. There are, if you look up, I'm a podcaster, and when we used to do it on hardwood, we had all of these soundproofing blankets that podcasters use. They absorb a lot of sound and stuff. You may just want to look online at Amazon or something. You may want to try putting one of those underneath it and see if that helps. How can I start to lose weight? I've gained a lot of weight since my honey passed away. I'm tired of being sick and tired. Cree, if you have not taken my free course, you could start with my free course over at pnp411.com. You know, if you want to start with us, this is the last day I'm open. So if I don't know if you've heard of me before. I can't tell. But you can go over to pnptribe.com to see what my program is about. But if you're not ready to just jump in and start, then you can start with the free course, pnp411.com. I've lost 7 pounds since April. Lots of up and down on the scale. How can I get my brain to stop the BS telling me this isn't working and taking too long? I need to do more. This is the best way, guys, to get your brain to stop telling you this isn't working. You need to know what this is. Like saying this as in planning, this as in Weight Watchers, this is in PNP Tribe. That's called a thought. You need data. What isn't working? Like, you need to be like, this is how many overeats I've had since April. This is how many things, like, what are the things that actually aren't working? Give your brain some meat to chew on. Sitting around, like, this is what you guys love to do. I'm not getting the results I want. And yet, you're not doing the work to get the results you want. Like, I tell you all this all the time. People will say, but I'm not getting the results I want. And I'll ask them for their data. Well, I don't have it, but I'm doing all the things. You're not doing all the things if you don't have your data. Period. That's step one. We don't even get to step two until we actually have something to work on. That would be like your kids going, I'm doing all the things. I don't know why I'm getting an F in algebra. It's like, well, show me all your homework. Well, I haven't been doing it. Well, no fucking shit, you're getting an F. What would you tell your kids? Like, literally, if your kids tell you they're doing all the things and they can't produce any things other than just, well, this is what I think I'm doing, you would just be like, what are you talking about? You would flip your mother wig. And yet you accept that bullshit high school excuse from yourself. It's like, if you don't want to act like a kid, stop acting like a kid. Grow up like an adult. You don't go into your boss's office and him say like, hey, I noticed we didn't hit our sales. And you're like, well, I'm doing all the things. Well, show me all your work. Where's the sales emails you sent out? How many calls did you make? Well, I don't know. Seriously. You'd be fired. You should fire yourself right now and hire the version of you that's ready to go to work. But like, come on, bitch. You gotta go to work. That's what it takes. But y'all's problem is you know you're not doing all the things. You know you're not doing all the things. And when you're not doing, like, when you're, like, well, Corinne, I'm 86, 24-hour plans in a row doing the work. Is this you? Oh, no, you're not Dana. Sorry. Where's Dana? Is Dana a comment? No. Anna, do I need to transfer all the data from my personal planner to your tribe planner in order to show you the work I've done? No. But if you can tell me what your damn data is, Anna, I want to know. I want to know how many overeats. And then guys, I'm going to give it to you. Fuck. Here you go. You assess your data. If you're not losing weight, first things first, how many overeats are you having? Like, literally, in the last month, how many overeats have you had? And I mean, all the way down to, ooh, I want that bean off your plate. Bing, overeat. That counts. Don't sit there and don't think it doesn't. You know why? Like, a lot of you be like, well, it was just a carrot. It's a vegetable cream. What are you, in an eating disorder land? No, you know what I am? In fucking habit land. Because if your habit is to grab shit off somebody else's plate, first of all, rude. Second, you have the habit of eating unaccounted for and thinking it doesn't matter. So if it doesn't matter with a carrot, you will be unconsciously doing it somewhere else and not even know you're doing it. This is not about calories. This is about patterns. Patterns of thinking that lead to habits. Here's what I want to fix. That you're so painfully aware that you're not supposed to eat shit, that you don't know you're eating, that when you go to grab something, you no longer be like, it just found its way in my mouth. I want it to be like, Corinne, I'm just telling you, this is everything extra that I ate. Nothing found its way in its mouth. I take full responsibility. I know because I'm paying attention and I just now noticed how many extras I'm eating. Because every extra bite of food you guys eat that you don't need is 50 calories. For all my math lovers out there, it will equal about 50 calories. So if you take the last two bites and you didn't need them, 100 calories. If you grab a little piece of candy, just a little snibble, not even all of it, 50 more calories, 150 for the day. You lick the bowl instead of putting it in the fucking sink, 50 more calories, 200. And then you wonder why you're not losing weight. It adds up. It adds up more than you guys ever want to admit. You don't want to admit it because you don't want to give up that stuff. It's the little bitty comforts. And you don't want to pay attention because when you do it, you'll sit there and be like, this makes losing weight hard. It's like, really? Not eating a half a chicken nugget your kid didn't finish? That's the hard part of losing weight. But we talk ourselves into that stuff. That's why it's so important. Let me see. This is turning out to be the longest weekend motivator we've ever had. I'm looking for Anna. I don't know if she can. Anna's probably going to have to address this inside the tribe at this point. All right. Oh, we got one more. When do you know when to stop working on a new course and saying this is good as is now, trying to apply this to other parts of my life? I think when you notice yourself trying to make it perfect and you're not sending it out because you're afraid of what people will think. For me, like when it comes to working on something, I think this is what you're talking about. I'm not sure, Amaka, but I think this is what you're talking about. Like trying to decide like, okay, this is good, but I'm worried about what other people will think. That's when you know you need to just ship it. And then you need to let judgment come in and learn how to deal with judgment, rather than always stalling and delaying and accommodating your feelings rather than just deciding how you're going to feel. Okay, I'm going to call it here. It's been a long time. We've been really going, and I'm starting to get hoarse. Guys, I hope you join the tribe. It has been my pleasure. Like, it really has been my pleasure to be with you guys. I always love the launches because I get an opportunity to be able to have some time with the groupies. And I feel like through that process, I get an idea of being able to, like, see what my new tribe is going to be like and stuff. So welcome to all the newbies. We're going to have a good time. We are going to just, and it's not just a good time. We're going to, my best advice for all of you is when you come in, and I'm going to talk to you on Sunday during the orientation, but is do your orientation, take it one module at a time, and just do what I say. Your brain is not going to want to. Your brain's going to have excuses. It's going to be scared. It's going to be all the things. Just because you paid money and hit join doesn't mean that all your shit immediately got cleaned up. Your mistakes are coming. PNP is its best when we're willing to make the mistakes and learn from them. All of us have made them. All of us are going to continue to make them. We know how to help you. And we're right there with you. You have the benefit of all of us who've been new at one point, and now we're here ready to help you, because it always helps us when we can help you too. And for all my girls that have been around, my elders now, my June babies who are now elders, it's time to ride the momentum of newbie enthusiasm. There is nothing better than having brand new people. They're enthusiastic. They're excited. They're scared. They remind you of who you were. And if you're ready, like if you're needing that, like, I just need something to spark me, there's just nothing like being like, you know, I'm jumping in just like a new person. It's good stuff. All right, guys. I will be in the groupies today some. I will be doing some watch parties of stuff that I already have. So we'll do that. And if y'all have questions, please feel free to ask them. There's a few more emails coming out today, and each one of them has a link that if you want to ask a question and get a response today, you will get one. Where I have basically told my team, after 8 o'clock tonight, though, we all stop. The tribe closes at midnight. From 8 o'clock to midnight, you'll have to decide on your own. But if you want one of us to help you, you've got till then. Central time. We're all on Central time. So y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.